Tammy Wells sits in the school cafeteria with her 16-year-old son Cameron and 17-year-old daughter Marissa.
We got evacuated about 5:30 yesterday morning. The Campton ambulance came through, sirens and voice system saying that we needed to mandatory evacuate. I didn't even have time to look in my backyard. I just grabbed my kids, grabbed what we could, and grabbed our animals and left. We still don't know what damage has been done to our home.
Well's husband has just left the school to check on their house on the Beebe River, and their 17-year-old daughter, Marissa, keeps checking her phone to see if he's texted yet.
It's definitely kind of sad to know that your house could be destroyed, but in the future, you could be like, oh, I've been evacuated. I know the experience. It's kind of cool to think about, but then again, if you think about that's my home, that's where I've been for how many years you've been there, it's kind of like depressing.
17-year-old John Crombie crosses the cafeteria and takes a seat beside the Wells family.
I came just this morning to take a shower because I live down at Six Flags and it's no power, no water. The trailer's cold, so I needed some heat to warm up.
After the shower, Crombie went to the school gym with Wells' 16-year-old son, Cameron.
We've been mostly just like exercising, playing like sports, dodgeball, things like that in the gym.
American Red Cross came in and brought cots to put up in the gym, and we were able to stay out here. The community and the town have come together to provide food. The principal, Mr. George, has been going out and shopping every day to get extra supplies. It's been amazing. Everybody has really come together as a community to help us out.
I find 17-year-old Ethan Purcell laying on his cot in the gym. He describes yesterday's long moment of early morning panic as he stood in his bedroom, struggling to understand what was happening.
It was dark. I thought someone's house was on fire and everything. And next thing you know, people are out in the street. And next thing you know, we're getting told to go to the Campton school because the dams are going to break or whatever. It was just definitely weird, you know? It's like at school when they tell you if there was a fire, what would be the first thing you'd grab? That was me. Like, I was definitely didn't know what to grab but myself and just tried to get out.
The dam held, and Ethan Purcell did manage to grab a few things.
Me, my sweatshirt, and my phone, that's about it, and just walked out. I had no socks on.
Purcell and the rest of the locals sheltering at the school have been told it may be 3 more days before they can return home. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.